This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Once again, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining me on this very, very special show. Coming up this hour, a conversation with Susie O'Donnell. You're going to love her. She really, to me, embodies the expression grateful, and her book is all about that. She talked about art never leaving her, and that she hadn't painted since she was a teen, and then she lost her son through adoption, and, you know, had gone into the depths of depression time and time again, and she found her son in 2008, and she allowed herself to paint again when she found her son, and it, just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And she says her book is for anyone looking to find their heart again, and to do that by touching the child inside yourself, right? We hear that so often, that we adult, and where is the fun? That's one of my mantras is, you know, if I'm not having fun, why am I doing this? And her book is called Laughing Lily and the Magic Tree, so she is coming up a little bit later this hour. And we're also going to take you to India for a pretty powerful conversation with Nidhi, and I think Nidhi will yield some interesting results for many of you. Pay attention to what our conversation is about there too as well. I thought it's Thanksgiving, being grateful, big heart, all that kind of stuff. You'll find him rather intriguing as well. All right, what do I find intriguing? What I find intriguing is the nightmare of getting from point A to point B on the holidays, but, you know, what's that song? There's no place like home for the holidays, no matter how you far or wide you travel, that kind of thing. I met a man from Tennessee, blah, 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 however that song goes, and he was going home for some pumpkin pie. So the good thing is that some people are getting a chance to give themselves that ultimate brain break. Everybody needs a brain break. Are we not exhausted from the political follies, the incessant chatter of those who hold the purse strings, unfortunately, in the U.S., some of what we've had to deal with, and what you're dealing with around the country, frankly, and all of us in this massive pandemic nightmare that's been almost 2 years. I mean, just crazy. And of course, heading into the holidays, some horrible things over this past weekend. 20 people injured when a driver plowed through a parade in, you know, Wisconsin. And I mean, just several children, all of that, just an awful, awful thing. And what we saw happen with the missionaries, the 17 missionaries that were kidnapped in Haiti, we talked about that. We talked to somebody about that. And the good news is a few of them had been released because, you know, it's that whole thing. The missionaries are in a place that's very dangerous now because of the assassination of their president, because of the economic woes that they're facing there, and what life has become. And these kidnappings happened back in October, the second week in October. And you know, this Caribbean nation is in the center of an international crisis. So you had a group of Americans and Canadians, and you had adults in this group that were kidnapped from 18 to 48, according to the Christian Aid Ministries, I remember at the time. So just a terribly sad thing, people trying to reach out and, you know, help others. And so we're seeing that. We're seeing backlash, you know, lots of backlash. That's really what we've seen, I think, across the world in various ways, and lots of backlash certainly in the United States for a myriad of reasons, of disappointing actions, of things that have happened politically speaking. And just, can we just hit pause? Can we just have like a break as we swing? Is that too much? I mean, I get it. Listen, I'm always swinging for the fences. I'm putting my bat down. Are you putting your bat down like for a second? Wouldn't that be a good thing? Just take a breath. We all calmly take a breath. And then we get on to it again, right? Because It is crazy. All right, you know, this is a time of year where it's also really, really tough for so many people. Suicide prevention, the suicide hotlines are big, and I'm glad because sometimes that the suicide hotline talks somebody out of it, what could be a disastrous situation for families, etc. And now phone companies are going to allow people to text as well as call this new 988 number for the suicide prevention hotline. So the Federal Communications Commission last summer voted to require phone companies to support the 988 number for people to call to reach an existing suicide prevention hotline, because this is, texting is critical. I mean, don't you communicate through text? How many deals, how many conversations, how many whatever have you done through texting? And especially Americans, there's no question that you look, you have deaf people who communicate that way, speech disabilities, by the way, also. So there was no question last week they voted for zip to require the texting option. I think that's a really, really good thing. Young people, people with disabilities, people who are panicked, texting. If they can text and they can call the suicide hotline, how great would that be? And the fact that they're supporting it, because there's seasonal depression. And seasonal depression is really, really tough. I've seen a lot of people go through that because they lost somebody, because the family that was so perfect and wonderful, they lost members to cancer or other diseases or whatever it might be. And it is called SAD. It's seasonal affective disorder. So depression or depressive episodes in a specific time of year, especially fall and winter, and that happens to a lot of people. There's like a weird crash. And then there's a crash people have after the holidays, because it's a woohoo, it's the holidays, there's vacation, and then they get this wild mood swing, right? And what do you do? So what do you do to combat that? And I think it's great that there's people that work those lines. I think it's great that now there's a texting option. All good, all up, all grateful for that, all thankful for that. I think, you know, absolutely, absolutely. I was reading a quick technology note for you. I was reading about General Motors saying it's going to offer more heated seats on their 2022 vehicles of all sorts, right? Even though there's a chip shortage. And I thought to myself, I have heated seats. You know, I love heated seats. Why? Because when it's freezing and I live in a state where you never know what the weather's going to be, and I get into the car and I'm chilly, right? I just push that button and boom, there you go. So GM doing it. They pulled this out of the rabbit's hat. They said they figured out a way to offer popular features, and one of them on the Cadillac, the Chevy, Buicks, and, you know, the loyal customers want those seats. And there's a way to activate the heated and ventilated front seats without the feature that they would need with this chip thing that controls them. So initially they thought they wouldn't be able to offer that. See, when the world changes and you have to make that wild pivot, innovation happens. People come up with ideas. They figure out a way around it. They come up with solutions. Instead of giving me problems, they come up with solutions. And, you know, there's a big economic reason why they want to come up with those solutions, right? So here's to heated seats. Hear, hear. All right, hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side. And once again, happy Thanksgiving for those who celebrate.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do, to reflect who we are and what we hope to build. I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to meta.com.
And she kissed me like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Some who serve in the military feel like it'd be a kick in the head if they are forced to get a vaccine. President Biden declared a new goal on Tuesday that 70% of adults will have at least one coronavirus vaccine shot by the 4th of July. The White House is really wrestling with how to send Americans a message. A normal life is within reach if you get vaccinated, but the crisis is far from over, so don't fully relax your guard. One of the things that has gotten under his skin is what's happening with those in the military who don't want to get vaccinated. And how do we know that? Because if you look at some of the surveys that have been done, there was one that I talked about the other week that found that 40% of Marines are not going to take the vaccine. So that would equate to about 48,000 of the 123,000 Marines declining the shot when offered the chance to receive it. In our virtual green room right now, Paul Siegert is with us, and he's a managing partner at PCS Advisors. It's an employee healthcare benefits consulting firm. And check this out. He's in Northern California, but he also served in the Army as a trained Russian intelligence analyst. Paul, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you think happens when it comes to the military? I mean, he's saying he's going to leave it up to the armed forces to decide, but he hasn't ruled out requiring the vaccine. What do you think happens here?
Well, it wouldn't shock me if they did require it, and they would be within their right to do that. When I went into the military, I couldn't count all the vaccines I got on two hands, and I didn't even know what they all were. But that was part of the deal. When I signed up, I was in a way, I became government property and gave up certain rights. Interestingly, any employer really has the ability to require the vaccine. The difference is, of course, in the private sector, you can choose to not stay employed there a little more easily than when you're in the military.
Yeah,
it would shock me if they did require it.
And do you think so? That me either. I don't think that he wants to really push that, though. I think he wants that to be, like when he says he leaves it up to the armed forces, he doesn't want that to blow back on him, so to speak.
Right.
Or other people to jump on it and say, well, see, here you go again, taking away rights of people who serve the country. But
right.
you made a good point. I mean, it is true, right? You sign up and that's what happens. You become a pincushion whether you like it or not. And if that becomes mandatory, that's what will happen. And I can't imagine that you would see, I mean, would that, you know, dump numbers even more of people who decide they're not going to go into the military? I don't see that happening.
I don't see that happening too much. I think it's interesting when I look at the whole conversation that we tend to have around the pandemic and vaccination and the vaccine hesitancy and maybe more specifically herd immunity. We don't talk a lot about the fact that getting who's at high risk, which I think could be a really useful ongoing conversation even after the pandemic about our lifestyle and the chronic illnesses that we've kind of brought upon ourselves. When you look at that group of people in the military, I mean, my whole business is looking at risk. And when you look at the people that are in the military, if they were to be at high risk for complications from COVID or a serious case of COVID, they would really be booted out of the military because they wouldn't meet the physical standards that the military requires. They're, you know, 78% of the people that have serious illness as a result of COVID or were hospitalized or died of COVID were overweight or obese, which that, you know, they're not allowed to be in the military. So to me, it's an interesting conversation that we're having. It's a very low risk group. And so maybe it would be better to focus on some of those groups that are high risk, which for the most part have already been vaccinated.
Yeah, and that's interesting in talking about that. And I mentioned, and you said it, you look at risk. So as somebody who does this, who consults for a living, I can imagine that COVID, the pandemic, the vaccines, all of that has played into what you do a lot, has it?
Absolutely. When we look at the cost of health care in this country, the things that are driving the high risk factors for COVID are the same things that for many years have been accelerating the cost of healthcare in this country. And that's one part of it. And another part that we've observed is looking back at this past year and all of the shutdowns that we've gone through and just drastic changes in our lives. Claims were down 70%. Our healthcare providers did a lot less, provided a lot less healthcare. You know, hospitals, other than their COVID wards, were largely empty. And so claims were down. Insurance companies actually did fantastic through the COVID era. And the cost that was associated with COVID was really dwarfed by the postponed care, that a lot of which may not reappear in the system.
So when you look at risks, and you mentioned it, being overweight, et cetera, are there companies, there was a push at one time for a lot of companies to say, hey, we'll give you a free gym membership, we'll do a couple of other things, they call it wellness,
right.
You know, they didn't flat out call people on, let's get on scales and all of that, but there was incentive to get in shape and to lose weight. Do you think when we come back to whatever this new normal is, as you see from your point of view and what you do, will there be more of that offered again?
Well, I hope there's more focus on wellness, on healthy living. And I think we've seen the power of the media. The mainstream media has really attacked this issue. And I think part of the reason we have the high vaccine hesitancy that we're dealing with is the highly politicized nature of this whole conversation. And that's been unfortunate. We haven't really given people the facts. We've given them the facts we think they need to hear to influence their behavior. And that has changed throughout the process. And that's, I think, increased hesitancy. When these vaccines are a marvel of modern science and are safe and are just overall impressive. It's one of the great feats of our time that we've done this. So I hope we can focus, use that same power that's led to some unfortunate outcomes. If we could learn from that and be willing to have an honest conversation as a country and use that power instead to influence people to make good decisions around their health, that'll play a big role in getting this fifth of our economy that's inflationary under control. Wellness programs specifically is an interesting conversation in and of itself. They really isn't a single program out there that can show and prove an ROI because people they don't change that much. That's kind of an interesting conversation in and of itself, but
right.
We haven't seen measurable results from that.
Yeah, too bad. That would be good if you did. And like you said, I mean, healthcare, health insurance, fifth of the economy, right? Fifth of the economy.
It's massive.
Massive.
And there's so much we can do there that we're not doing. I mean, we've never had the political will, unfortunately, and perhaps this is a moment where we could have some of this conversation, regardless of a person's politics, when either party has had the ability to make big systemic changes that could help this problem in terms of the fact that the cost of health care, the payroll deductions that are coming out of people's checks have far outpaced any pay raises they've gotten. It's a huge, huge issue. And all we seem to talk about is expanding access to insurance, but not addressing the real cost of care that's so out of control.
Yeah. Boy, I so agree. We'll have to have you back on and talk about that. And I agree with you on the vaccine. It is a modern marvel. I don't understand the politicalization of this at all. And, you know, as soon as I could do it, I got both of my shots, and I feel great. And I just traveled for the first time, and I've talked to so many other people as well. But I know there's people listening to us that absolutely want nothing to do with the vaccine. There is massive hesitancy for sure.
That's for sure. We're still at 1 in 4 that won't, that say they definitely will not get the vaccine. And I don't want to, what I'm about to say isn't intended to discourage people from getting the vaccine. It's safe. You know, there's 1 in 60,000 people will have some sort of a reaction or incident to it. It's very low. The blood clotting events that we saw with the J&J vaccine and the AstraZeneca vaccine you're twice as likely to get hit by lightning as to have one of those events. But as a kind of a point of optimism in the whole conversation, you can get immunity from getting the vaccine. You can also get immunity from getting the disease itself. And the CDC's own research, which is amongst the most conservative
shows that.
Forces.
Yeah, it shows that you're absolutely right. Paul Seeger, thank you so much. You can look him up at PCS Advisors. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More families are gathering on this, the second pandemic-era Thanksgiving. In New York, spectators returned for the Thanksgiving Day Parade after a mostly virtual event last year. There were 28 floats, 10 marching bands from across the nation, and 15 giant character balloons. President Biden called into the Macy's Day Parade from Nantucket Island, where he and the First Lady are spending the holiday. He also released a video on Twitter wishing Americans a happy and closer to normal Thanksgiving.
As we give thanks for what we have, we also keep in our hearts those who we lost and those who have lost so much, and those who have an empty seat at their kitchen table or their dining room table this year because of this virus or another cruel twist of fate or accident.
He also visited a Coast Guard station on Nantucket, where he thanked service members. This is USA Radio News. An ally of President Trump is speaking out about his recent subpoena.
Republican political consultant Roger Stone on Newsmax this week says the mostly partisan House Select Committee on January 6th is a witch hunt 2.0.
Well, I have until December 17th to give my formal response, and I will do that. But let me say right off the top, this is witch hunt 2.0. This is just a further effort by the Biden administration and the House Democrats to have a chilling effect on perfectly legal, constitutionally protected political activity.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Power companies in Southern California are shutting off electricity to thousands of customers to prevent wind-sparked wildfires. Carl Pride lives in Inland Empire.
Minor inconvenience, nothing compared to losing my house, you know what I mean? So I guess that's the price we have to pay, that's what we have to pay.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Next guest is a game changer. We talk about this all the time. What's happening with diseases? What's happening with cancer rates? What's happening in our lives that's making us sick? Now more than ever, Spencer Masterson, who's a master herbalist, has written a book called Discover the Five Treasures. I love this title. Discover the Five Treasures for Better Health, A Time to Rejuvenate the Body, Mind, and Spirit. Let the journey begin. His journey is so fascinating. And he dedicated this book to his mother, who I think really put him on this path without a doubt. Spencer, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm all excited about this interview and all that. I love sharing what I learned, my knowledge, and some wisdom along my path, how I healed myself.
So let's talk about, we're going to talk about your story in a second, but you told me something so powerful right before we even went on the air. And I said it, there's diabetes is rampant. There's all kinds of disease. There's all kinds of problems. People are going to doctors, trying to get into doctors, trying to get a miracle pill. What's happening to us? What are the five diseases, the things that we deal with that could be remedied through food, in the first place?
Yeah, like I educate others that, you know, the four main conditions in America is heart disease and cancers. Type 2 diabetes is really rapid, and obesity and a few extra pounds. Those four main conditions is what's taking America down, is called the sad American diet. Well, the sad American diet is too much meat. It's just pure fat. There's no fiber, so it's hard to digest meat. Especially processed meats, that's processed. And then dairy is like the worst of all. Dairy is, it causes mucus. It's just liquid meat is what it is. So it gets sticky because there's no fiber. It's like we need more fibrous foods. to help our digestive system. It causes fatty liver, and it causes clogged up colon, so that your digestive system from the liver to your colon has to be clean all the time for it to move out and to digest. So it's the dairy, the processed foods. Like in processed foods is processed sugars. Like people don't really like, the number one cause of, the worst drug in America is actually processed sugars, because it's one molecule, I'm getting a hold of this, one molecule from crack cocaine. That's how addicting processed sugar is. People don't understand, like, oh, okay, it just has some sugar, I'm okay, all that. But no, as soon as that sugar enters your bloodstream, it goes to your brain, and it gets addicting like a drug, because it is a drug. That's how they designed it, this GMO sugar, to get people addicted, so you keep buying that food. It's just, they want you to buy the food, so they make the money, right? So I tell people, hey, substitute the processed sugars with, like, coconut sugar. You know, date sugar, coconut sugar is what I put in my protein, and it's not addicting because it's organic, and it's from a coconut tree. And it has enzymes. See, you got to have sugars. Everything's got to have enzymes to break up to help digest.
So you talk about the five, I mean, and that's powerful right there, and that wraps into your book and the five treasures. Tell us the five treasures, and of course, get the book, and then you can, he expands on all of this, Spencer does in the book. You can get it on Amazon. It's easy. It's a song. Go on, get it. But tell us about, yeah, it's an easy read, too. Read this book. So tell us, give us a teaser, the five treasures.
Okay, what I discovered, you know, growing up, and Dr. Christopher, my mother, taught me about whole foods, about herbs. It's all like Treasure One is like Chapter One. It's about whole foods, the benefits and the science behind whole foods, how it's nutrition versus processed foods. That's Treasure One. And Treasure Two is about herbal medicine, how herbs is our medicine and our nutrition to heal the body, to get it back in balance again. So I go over in Treasure 2 about herbs, how it is medicine, how it can get your body into balance again with nutrition. Because herb has all your, for example, 100 constituents, which is components of nutrients, phytonutrients, to heal the body. We need the minerals. Everybody gets protein, everything, meat, dairy, plant foods. It's overdone with protein, because the meat and dairy says you need protein to sell their protein products. But you only need very little protein. What you need is actually minerals, the phytonutrients, to keep your body ticking and running and operating, and keep your immune system strong. Like, for example, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin zinc, calcium, magnesium, all those minerals our body needs to keep our immune system strong, to keep our body healthy and regenerating our cells and keep them going. And so that's what herbs do. And so that's chapter two. Is like chapter three is about exercising. We got to have some kind of exercise program. In my book, I talk about my father is very athletic in high school. He was the football quarterback. He played basketball. He could shoot three-pointers. They didn't have three-pointers back then, but I saw him. He could do half court. He was just really good with his hands. He could move around. He could pass really fancy-like. And he played baseball. So he learned three sports in high school. He's like one of the top athletes in high school. My mom was like on the cheerleading team, so they met in high school, so they fell in love, and they ended up getting married, so that's how they connected. So I was pretty fortunate, athletic father, a beautiful mother, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Norwegian. She's from Norwegian, her ancestors. And my dad was dark hair, that's where I get my dark hair and dark skin. His mother was part Cherokee Indian, he's from Oklahoma. And so he had these broad shoulders, nice chest, big hands. So I'm kind of like in between my mother and my father, so I'm pretty blessed. So anyhow, some kind of exercise program. So growing up, We used to go, all of us, as a family, we used to go to the local gym. There was only one gym in Mesa back in the 60s. So we'd go to the gym and work out together. And so we started lifting weights, started, you know, cycling on the bike. We would run, exercise, walk, stuff like that. My mother, in my book, actually, I talk about rebounding in my book, about the science of rebounding, how it helps the lymph nodes to move the lymph nodes to exercise. And that actually helps the muscle tissue to tighten up. So that's one of the safest way to work out. So now I just do mostly rebounding. Like first thing in the morning, I rebound for about 10, 15 minutes. And it gets my lymph nodes going. It gets circulation going. It's like, wow, I just kind of wake up. First thing in the morning, I get up about 6 o'clock. I hit the rebounder and start moving up and down, get everything moving, circulating. I go, wow, this is the easiest thing because, like I say, my mother had a rebounder back in the 60s, 70s. I remember we used to jump on that thing. She says, yeah, this is the best exercise there is. So I put that in my book, too, part of the exercise program in the Treasure 3 chapter on exercise. So I have photos of lifting weights. I have photos of rebounding and the science behind, you know, weightlifting and rebounding. And so, just,
it's what you should do.
I tell people, choose your favorite exercise. Pick out one and try to do it like every day or every other day and get moving, get things moving.
And then tell us 4 and 5.
Okay, so. So four, treasure four is about water therapy. This is so important about water. My mother had a distiller. She had a little distiller, did about a gallon at a time. She also, because there's 7 of us in the family, there's, you know, we had 5 of us. So 7 of us all together. So she had ordered 5 gallons of distilled water from a water company. And they drop off. Back then, it was glass 5-gallon containers, glass, not plastic. And so we drink this water. My mom would get around and here's our moonshine water. Drink it up. It's steam distilled. It's a vapor of water. It eliminates all the chemicals and hard minerals out of the water. And all you're getting is H2O water. People go, oh, you need the minerals in the water. I go, no. The book that I read about The Choice is Clear about scientists, they say it doesn't touch a vegetable mineral, only hard, heavy minerals that'll leach out. See, that's what leaches out is the hard, inorganic minerals, but not the organic minerals. See, that's in my book to educate people about distilled water, how it works in the body. It actually helps the pH become more alkaline, like 7.0. It's neutral 7.0. when you drink distilled water. So it helps alkalize, it hydrates those cells, because the cells are actually 90% water. Our brain's 80%, our whole body's like 70%, just like the earth and the oceans is 70% water and 30% land, right? So our bodies are kind of close with Mother Earth. So we need a lot of water every day. So I tell people at least drink about a 1/2 gallon to 3/4 of water every day, at least pure water.
It's just an all-around great book. There's no question about it. Spencer Masterson, thank you so much. What a treasure this is. Discover the 5 treasures for better health, a time to rejuvenate the body, mind, spirit. Let the journey begin. Oh, I hope so many people get on this journey. It's so, so important. Thank you for coming on.
All right, Kate. Well, thanks for having me on. It's a joy to share this with you. And I tell everybody, let's go plant strong and heal yourself and heal the world one person at a time and be responsible.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Joining us now from Australia is Selena Chown, and she has written a book called Big Lies, and definitely pay attention to this, because I guarantee there's some people in this audience that are suffering from some of the things that we're going to talk about here and what's behind it and what she's written about. Selena, thanks for coming on.
Hello, how are you, Kate?
I'm excellent, and we're thrilled to have you. So what led you to writing Big Lies? Why'd you write the book?
Well, to get rid of my anger. When I found out what was wrong with me, I just thought that people should know. What I found during my research, I was trying to find a way of helping my symptoms or finding a cure, because doctors were absolutely useless. And I have two or three neurosystemic diseases. What I found out was that it's actually caused from a bioweapon. They made it. The military made it, and after the Second World War, and they closed it down after the war finished. And in secret, a couple of these guys got together with a Japanese doctor that they captured after the war, and they gave him, you know, a choice whether they could, you know, take a job with them and show them how to make this illness, this toxin. And or they'd execute him. So, of course, he took a job. And the book's just about what I discovered.
And how did you discover all this?
Well, just through 20 years of research, and it was just really by accident. I was looking for anything with the word fibromyalgia in it, and that's what I found, all this stuff. You know, I couldn't believe it.
And you found it because you were suffering from it.
Yes, yes.
And what's it like to have fibromyalgia?
Well, I wouldn't give it to my worst enemy.
Yeah.
You know, there's days you can't function, you can't get out of bed. Some days I can't walk. You know, you feel like you've got a dose of the flu all the time. All your body hurts. Can't stand being touched. You're hypersensitive to everything, like physically, emotionally. You know, you're sensitive to temperature changes. Going out in the sun makes me feel like I'm going to pass out.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not good. And you can't eat. You want to eat. You're starving to death, but you're just trying to put food in your mouth makes you just want to throw up.
Yeah. And, I mean, you talk about this in the book. And tell us a little bit more about the book.
Well, in writing it, it just made me feel so much better. I just thought that a lot of people should know about this. It describes how they made the toxin, the mycoplasma, how it was tested on people in America, Canada, Australia, Britain. And I even discovered that I believe that most of the long-term, say, heroin addiction and other drug addiction is caused by this mycoplasma.
Wow. Wow. And so you dive deeper into that. And then there's some people that will say, oh, well, that's not true. But what do you say to the people who say, that's just conspiracy talk, that's not true?
Oh, no. There is medical evidence to back this stuff up. It's all from government documents. And all the research material is listed if anyone cares to look. As far as the drug addiction goes, I discovered that the symptoms of the mycoplasma is exactly the same as drug withdrawal, say on about the third or fourth day.
Wow.
So can you imagine what it's like for someone to go through those symptoms and have them all the time, every day of your life, switching on and off? Because the mycoplasma acts like a switch. So a trauma turns it on.
Yeah.
And then you'll get all the symptoms. So you'll go through your life, you'll have, say, 2 months, 3 months where you're sick, and then you might have a couple of months where you're feeling totally well. You just wake up one day and you're well. And then all of a sudden you're sick again. So, and if you have a look at the life of the long-term drug addict, that's what they go through. They have months where they're using, and then all of a sudden they don't, and they have no need to. You know, they feel totally well. They don't want to use drugs. And then all of a sudden they do, and there's nothing they can do to stop this as it switches on and off. But with myself, I had once it switched off for 6 years for the first time in my life, and it was really, really good. And then I had a serious operation, surgery, and it switched back on, and it stayed on now for the last 30 years.
Wow.
And then the longer it stays on, the more symptoms you develop, and the worse the symptoms are. And the worse your symptoms are, the harder it is to have it switch off again. So it's like a catch-22.
Wow. Crazy. What do you hope people take away from Big Lies, which you'll be able to get on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, Selena?
Well, I just think that, you know, with what I describe in the book, you know, with their symptoms, I can help them to show them what medications are being offered from doctors, and most of them don't work because the ones they're offering actually have side effects that are the same as what they're taking the medication for to begin with. So it actually makes their symptoms worse. So it tells them what to stay away from and what medications to try and you know, talk to their doctor about to get.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this hopefully will help a lot of people. Again, Big Lies is the name of the book. Selena Chown, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. I was happy to do it.
Great to talk to Selena. I think anybody that has information that can help somebody else get better when they've really suffered through it is a very, very good thing. And speaking of that, sometimes it's not a good thing to write love letters to home buyers. I know somebody who just told me they got a house because they sent a personalized letter about how much they liked the home. But check this out. Oregon has been slapped with a lawsuit over love letters that they've banned in the hot real estate market, which, of course, is hot there. So there's an Oregon law that bans real estate agents from forwarding letters from home buyers to sellers. Like, oh, I heard you grew up in wherever. I grew up there, too. I looked at the tree in your backyard, and it filled me with amazing memories, and we like to pick apples and, you know, whatever you put in there. Or I like what you did with the kitchen. And seriously, that has worked for some people. So there was a lawsuit that was filed in federal court the other week. And it's alleged that the state's ban on these communications violates the First Amendment rights of real estate brokers and their clients. So it's interesting to see what's going to happen here. Oregon is the first state to ban that practice. So again, under the law, which would take effect in January, real estate agents can't pass along personal pitches from buyers that could include details about their lives along with photographs and videos. Buyers would still be allowed to communicate directly with home sellers, but they couldn't do that. And I was thinking about this, and just think about some of the hot real estate markets. Like my house, I think the reason I got it, because there were 25 people that were interested in it, and because I was from the same part of the country that the homeowners were, and they had heard something about me, I think part of that swayed their decision. And of course, before it was even official, they ended up inviting us over, and so they met my hubs and I. And we weren't breaking any laws, by the way. But I think there is something about that personal touch that does work. So I'll be curious to see what happens with this challenge and whether or not it goes through and what happens and what's the problem. I mean, it's the backlash against love letters is part of this reckoning with what's been going on for decades, I guess. And some people like it because it's worked for them, and some people don't like it at all. So we'll see what happens in Oregon. I thought that was so, so interesting, though. And here's something else that I find pretty interesting. You know, it is the holidays, but some people work through the holidays. In fact, sometimes people make their best money during the holidays. But it can get really, really tough on you mentally when you're working and everybody else is out partying. How do you navigate that when you feel bad? I got a word for you. I was thinking about this. Like, I saw a survey that said 65% of people were working through the holidays. You know what you do? You transition. You take a day or two off, or you go somewhere else and have lunch, or you do something. You get out of the house, especially if you are working from home, because I think that makes it so, so tough. Anyway, thanks to all of you. I'm grateful for every single one of you. That's what I'm grateful for this Thanksgiving. Remember, you can always reach out and touch me 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.